So the big question is this: how do women in leadership roles progress and create a sustainable long-term career which uplifts, develops, recognizes, rewards, and creates ongoing opportunities to bring other women up through the pipeline, and at the same time allows us to flex over certain periods of time for dreams such as child rearing, travel, study, and other things that we hold dear, and at the same time pays us well for doing it? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Hi, my name is Kerri-Ann Cassidy, and welcome to the Leading a Woman podcast. Today, I'm talking about authenticity. Last week, I delivered a web class on this, and it resonated so much that I decided that I need to talk a little bit more about it. The idea of authenticity has been so overplayed in many ways, and yet, fundamentally, we are searching for ways on how to be authentic, because at the end of the day, authenticity is not easy. In fact, I would say that authenticity is very difficult. And if we think about why that is, it's pretty straightforward. The reason that we find it hard to be authentic in today's society is that there are social, political, cultural safety factors that give us a check in our interactions with others. So because we are set for threat, our brains are set for threat. Whenever we go into a situation where Susie has already made comments about you in the past around how forthright you are and how that really gets on her nerves, or in a meeting where you are with fellow managers and your manager speaks up about something that you absolutely know is incorrect. These are some of the examples of where we have an opportunity to step up in authenticity, and yet a lot of us will ask the question, is it safe for me to do so? And so I think a lot of times it is not easy to step up into authenticity. And yet there are costs to being truly authentic. In fact, I think that it is imperative that we are authentic as much as we can be given the environments in which we work. Because the costs of being truly authentic are very simply this. Number one, we fail to grow when we are trying to be completely true to ourselves. In other words, what we tend to do, and this is a study that was done by Herminia Ibarra, where we are so deeply concerned with being true to ourselves that we're at risk for sticking rigidly to that self instead of evolving and changing in the environment in which we find ourselves. Number two, a second cost of being truly authentic is oversharing. And so in her inspiring book, Daring Greatly, Brené Brown has written thoughtfully about how vulnerability is not the same as oversharing. Oversharing, from my perspective, is where, and this is typically a people style that would tend to do this, and I'm a people style, so that's why I own this, is that we tend to overshare. We tend to share stories that do not have a meaning or link back to the conversation that we are discussing. So it's almost like we're sharing for the sake of sharing instead of sharing with intent. And as a leader, that is really crucial. And third up, the third cost to being truly authentic is that we end up feeling inferior. Now, let me just explain this for a moment. There have been studies done around this, and in companies with controlled experiments that show people are less creative and less helpful when they work for highly authentic leaders who have a strong sense of their own values. And so what we tend to see here is that you've got these highly authentic CEOs, but the problem is they are so busy being authentic and sharing their stories at such a high level that their junior colleagues don't feel courageous or vulnerable enough to share their own stories. They stay silent, even though it's the opposite of what authentic leadership is supposed to promote in an environment. And so, you know, I think this is hard. And this is why I say that authenticity, it's not easy. It's not easy to show up. It's not easy because there are some costs attached to it. Not only is this an imperative, we also find that political correctness gets in the way of authenticity. And when I say political correctness, I think I just really want to frame this up from the dictionary definition of political correctness. You know, political correctness is the need to be aligned in speech and actions to the philosophies of certain minority groups. And in particular, we're looking at sexual orientation, race, religion, gender, and politics. What political correctness does, and there's nothing wrong with political correctness when we are embracing our minority groups into the bigger macro group. But the problem comes in when we as leaders stifle other people's opinions if it would offend the hearer. You know, by its very nature, when we think about political correctness, we of course want to include the minority, as I've shared, but the problem is where I've got a viewpoint and you've got a viewpoint, and we're sharing with each other what these viewpoints are. Rejection of an opposing viewpoint or a contrary opinion will evoke the necessity of what we call the law of the non-excluded middle, which is if we were to accept every opinion, then we cannot reject the one that we don't like. You see, by rejecting the view of another person as not being politically correct, we're stifling their freedom of speech and we surreptitiously endorsing ours. So, as I said, I don't think this is easy. I think that speaking your truth comes from really knowing who you are as a leader, from understanding who you are, your purpose in life, your why. You know, your purpose is something that you do. It's something that you're called to become, to step into. And as with many things in life, achieving your purpose can sometimes take a lifetime of practice. And I know that from a leadership perspective, it's imperative that we are able to step into our truths. And so as I end this off, I want you to think about today, you know, when was the last time that you held back speaking your truth because of, you know, perhaps it was the cultural safety or the social safety, the political safety, or just safety at large. You know, which of these areas do you feel unsafe to speak up in? And then think about it from your team's perspective. In what situations do they perhaps feel not able to speak up in a way that allows them to be authentic? And if you can start to learn to notice intentionally when you hold back, then you can start to really do some inside work around, okay, I just noticed that I held back right there. What was that about? And those two questions that I like to ask is, number one, so what does that mean? Because, you know, just because I don't speak up doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, doesn't mean that I'm not being authentic. It may well be that the time is not right, or that the situation has not necessarily played out enough for us to understand what the next step is going to be. And number two, the second question, once you've figured out, you know, so what does this mean, is, so what do I need to do about it? And in a lot of cases, you know, we may not necessarily need to do anything. It's just about noticing and naming that I held back in that situation. and not to judge. You know, maybe I find that I'm not feeling comfortable, confident. I'm doubting myself in that person's environment. And if that's the case, you know, what could I do? I don't think these are easy questions to answer. But as I end off today's podcast, I really challenge you to speak your truth in a way that feels authentic, that allows you to be vulnerable to the right people at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Take care, and I'll see you at the top.